It's Friday is a day of the end of the week now, but it is also Good Friday. Don't know what I'm singing. I'll stop, don't worry. But yes, it is Friday. That means it's Friday. Fun day. I need some like techno sounds or something, don't I? So yes, it is Friday, and it is Ben's Friday Fun Day. I mean, you don't have to say Ben's Friday Fun Day. You can just say Friday Fun Day. Does everyone have a fun day on Friday? I don't know. But I'm just really here to talk today. There's nothing major. Just want to say hello. And thank you. Thank you for those that listen. Thank you for those that keep coming back every week or every time I put out a podcast, Monday, Wednesday or Friday. Even though I've not done Wednesday for the last couple of weeks now. Just purely because the fact that there's no real film that I really want to talk about at the moment. Because the ones that I do want to talk about, I'll end up talking about with Dave, my best mate, once we decide what's going on after lockdown and stuff. Like whether we'll do like a co-hosting thing or whether it'll just be me, like, just questioning Dave over stuff, I don't know. So, I'm kind of just putting off Wednesday for a bit. I mean, if there's a film that I've watched and I really want to talk about it, or, like, I could just technically talk about comics, but then it's not Film and Comic Club, is it? It'll just be Comic Club. But anyway, just let me know. Let me know what you want. Do you want me to, like, stop Wednesdays for a bit till I have like a co-host or somebody else to chat to about films, because at the moment I just feel like it's very hard to have like a decent, or it's just very hard to actually like talk about something that you're so in love with film wise with just yourself, basically. Because otherwise that just means that I'll just end up going into like quoting the film endlessly or singing songs from the film if it's a musical. So I just feel like it'll be better with two people, and you can just have like a proper like full on like, oh, why do you like it? What's your favourite scene? Like, did you know? And all this stuff. You know what I mean? It just seems more, like, if you look at most of the podcasts out there in the world at the moment, and I mean there's loads at the moment due to mainly pandemic stuff, but there has been loads since before pandemic. But I think you'll find that most of them who get most of the listens is because they've either got somebody to talk to, or they've got like a co-host, or it is like a group of people talking about stuff. So I'm hoping that's what will happen for Wednesdays. If I can find enough people who live fairly close by, then I could like just take my Blue Yeti microphone, stick it in the middle of a table, have us all sat around the table or sat in the room or something. Because I could turn the gain right up anyway, so it doesn't really matter where I put the microphone. I could put it on 360 sound, so I could pick up every sound from every corner of the room. So no matter where we're sat. And like if there's like 2, 3, possibly even 4 people talking about something, then I feel like it's probably going to just make it a bit more interesting. Like Mondays is Disney stuff. And like most people on my Instagram follow me purely for Disney pictures, even though I've not posted any for well over a year now. Not to say that I've not got any. I've still got about 10,000 on my phone that I need to like sieve through and see what like what I could post. But the problem is with me, I always try and pick the fanciest pictures that I've got. I don't edit them, I don't do anything to them. I may put like one filter on it during like the upload just to like, you know, the brightness filter, but like other than that, it's I don't edit anything. I have tried it and I don't know if I like it or not, but to me I just feel like pictures should be like it should just be the beauty of what you've captured in the camera, because that's what you decided to take a picture of because you thought it looked cool at the time, or you think it looks beautiful, picturesque. So why not just post what the camera's taken, because that's what you're initially looking at anyway. So yeah, I'm not massively high up on edits of pictures and stuff. Like, don't get me wrong, doing it like to a selfie or something, fair enough, because we all live with ourselves every day to know what we look like, and I can guarantee that probably, I don't know, like 75% of the population do not like something about the way that they look. So editing pictures of your selfies and stuff is fine, because then it gives you like, I don't know, just a little bit of boost of confidence. Just gives you that feeling that like, oh, maybe if I put like effort in or something, maybe this could happen or something. I don't know. Like, editing pictures to me should just be kept at a minimal. But that's not to say like edited pictures don't look fantastic. They do. I mean, they really do. But in a way, you're just lying to people because you're giving them the false perception of what things look like. And again, I could go back to selfies here. Like, if you edit every single selfie that you post, you obviously know that you're editing them, which is fine. If you want to, you can. I'm not bashing on anyone that does it. But then when you say you meet someone and then they realize, like, obviously you don't look the way that your pictures do, then that's when people start being arsy and stuff. Trust me, I've been there. Like, years ago, I used to edit loads of selfies of myself to put out on like dating websites for Tinder and stuff and whatnot. And then obviously go out, meet people, and then the next day they completely ghost you, or they tell you like stuff like, oh, you're not what I thought you was and all this stuff, or you don't look like what you look like on pictures, etc, etc. I've heard it all. I've been single now for 4 years, so I've definitely heard it all. Well, technically I've been single my whole life, but I mean, I have had moments where I've been seeing someone for a month or two, but it never really goes past anything. Like, I think the longest was about 5 months. But then for some reason they just seemed really off with me, and then next thing I know they just never replied to any messages and stuff. So I don't know. Don't get me wrong, I've done it back to people as well, and I'm not really proud of it, but at the end of the day, sometimes ghosting people is the only way, isn't it? Like, just to help them move on quicker and whatnot, instead of like causing arguments and stuff. But anyway, back to edited pictures. Edited pictures. Right. So, yeah, I've done it. I used to do it all the time. Now I don't really care too much. I might put on, like, you know, the lighter filter on Instagram pictures and whatnot, like I do with some of my Disney pictures what I post. But that's just to bring out the lightness in the picture. Is not really an edit, it's just a filter to like raise the sunlight, if you will, or the light. I couldn't think of anything to say then. But yeah, it's not really, I wouldn't really class a filter, like that sort of filter, as an edit, because you're not really touching the picture, you're just brightening it up so that you can see what's actually in the picture more. If that makes sense. Like, editing to me is when, well, you all know what editing is. Like, when it's just like, it just looks completely different to how the original picture is. Like, I bet you most of the people that you follow on Instagram who have pictures, like, do photography for a living. Like, photographers, yeah, they probably do have to edit him, because that's probably what the demands of the clients are, is to make it look as good as physically possible. And sometimes getting a decent shot, like getting a decent shot is easy. Getting a perfect shot is very hard. Like, because you got elements to think about. Like, you got the weather, for example, is a major element that you need to think about. Say you're getting married or something and you've hired a photographer and it's like dark as outside. You don't really want gloomy wedding pictures, do you? So obviously they're going to edit it to make it look like it was all sunshine and rainbows and stuff, which is fair enough. Like, I wouldn't want gloomy wedding pictures if I ever got married. I'm hoping I do, but you know, never. But yeah, it's just one of them things. But if you follow, say, like, just avid photographers, for example, if they go out and, like, picture landscapes and stuff, the chances are, like, I wouldn't say a very high chance, it's probably 50-50, because I personally don't know what people do with their photos, but I have seen some on Instagram and other places when you're just flicking through and then you think, well, that it looks nice, yeah, but it probably isn't anything like that. But I bet you if you ask them to show you the original copy, but there's a chance that they probably saved the, like, what's it called, where you, like, when you saved over the original copy with the edited copy, so they probably won't have the original copy available to show. So then they'll pass it off as like, oh, this is the original. Which is fine if you want to do that. It's fine. It's cool. Like, we're all each to our own. But again, I just don't personally like heavily edited pictures. I just think if you're taking a picture of something, then obviously that something is because it looked good at the time. So why edit something that you thought looked good at the time or wanted to keep as a memory keepsake at the time? But yeah, anyway, that's just about pictures, really. And to be fair, I didn't really think of going into pictures at this point, but I can't remember what I actually wanted to talk about when I first came on. Because there was something I was going to talk about, but now I just can't remember. I said about the Wednesday stuff, which wasn't really a talking point. It was just me saying what I feel like I should wait to do. Monday, Disney stuff. Oh yeah, I went on to Disney dinner before I went on to Disney. I don't know how I got that far. But yeah. So, if people listen to my Monday podcast who are actually Disney fans per se or absolutely love Disney, like, get in touch and I can, like, we could have, like, I don't know, like a FaceTime interview or something. I'll just record the recording through my phone then, through that Anchor app, because I can take phone calls. Like, and then Not that I'm a massive phone call lover. I don't really like talking on the phone. But if I put you on speakerphone, then... And then just keep you off onto my tripod by the side of me. And then I just carry on speaking through my actual microphone. But then at least I'm recording your, like, your side of things as well as my side of things. So then I can try and blend it together then afterwards. I don't know how I really do that yet, because I'm not, again, I'm not that technologically advanced, should I say. I just hit record, talk, press stop, and then save it all into an episode. I don't really know the ins and outs of getting into every nook and cranny of places of this podcast. Like, I know you can click on it and edit it by just sliding the slider up to where you want to cut it and stuff. But it just seems like too much effort. So if I just speak my mind, talk about whatever, hit stop, save it all, then you've got the recording of what, like the real-time recording, basically, of what I said, didn't say, awkward silences, pauses, etc., etc. I mean, yeah, it's not great to listen to, probably, but at the end of the day, I want to be as real, as honest as I can be to everyone, so. Like, I've listened to podcasts where they're heavily, like, chopped and edited down, and again, we're on to edits again. Where they chop it, edit it down into chunks and whatnot, put it all together. But then, like, the flow of the conversation, like, kind of goes like, so it could be like, hey, how are you doing? And then they'll be like, yeah, I'm, and then they'll cut it. And then it'll be like, good, thanks, how are you? Like, you know what I mean? It could go from one diverse sound to another. They're keeping it together in that sort of conversation, and it just sounds weird. I prefer to just let everything flow so that you can hear everything, even my mistakes, which I do quite frequently if you're an avid listener of my podcast, which again, I thank you, because I don't get that many listeners as it is. There is people that do tell me that they listen, and that they sometimes like what I say. Depends what show they're listening to. Whether it's the Monday one, whether it's the Wednesday one, or whether it's this one. Again, Fridays is just basically for any old chat that I can think of, or anything other than Disney or movies and comics. So I could technically delve right into like some sort of weird shit during this show. I mean, we talked about it last week, didn't we, about paranormal stuff. Ghost Adventures is back on now on Discovery Plus. Need to watch the new one that's out today. I watch all sort of ghost hunting shows, as I said, I think last week I said it. I watch all sort of like conspiracy things, like all myth, like myth facts and fictions and all that stuff. But yeah, other than that, there's not really a lot that I need to really talk about on this Friday one. Basically, this Friday one's just for my own mental well-being, I think. Just being able to just riff-raff, like, from myself. As you found out earlier when I started talking about Disney, and then it ended up on edited pictures. I don't know how you get that from that, but I mean, that's just the way I am at the moment. When I'm not talking, I'm usually sat really quiet, just overthinking everything in my head. So this Friday show gives me something to actually just let myself talk, and then hope that I don't say anything too stupid. Or even if I do, then hopefully it makes you laugh and makes you giggle. Because at the end of the day, that's all we all need at the moment is just a laugh and a giggle. Just something to get us through the days. I mean, the end is near for this lockdown, this third lockdown, anyway. I say third lockdown because you never know anymore. There could be a fourth one. I don't really want to think about it. But again, that's just my mind. I have no filter between my head and my mouth, if you noticed. Whatever comes out just comes out. So, but yeah, end is near for this third lockdown. 12th of April, we're allowed to freely travel all over the UK. Well, outside of Wales anyway, at least. Because I live in Wales, as most people already know by now. 12th of April, we're allowed to leave Wales and go wherever, really. Apart from abroad, because I think the travel ban's still technically on. It wasn't going to be, but then obviously because of rises in Europe, I think they've kept it on a bit longer now, so God knows when that's lifted. Not that I'll be able to go abroad anyway, yet. Or that I would want to be honest, because I've not even had my jab yet. Which is kind of weird why everything's opening back up, to be honest. Like, I would have thought you waited until everyone's had at least their first jab before you open, like, everything up fully. Like, yeah, opening up in stages is fine. Like they're doing now. They're opening up in stages. But, I mean, like, freely travelling across the UK or across Wales. I probably would have left that till the very last thing. Till everyone's at least had. Because if they're saying July 31st, then why not wait till July 31st before you're allowing people to like freely travel all over the UK and all over Wales? That's just my opinion. I know like a lot of people be like, well, it's about time they did it and stuff like that, but if you've seen the pictures of the last few days of people gathering on beaches or just at like wherever there's a bit of water and stuff, and like they're all idiots, man. They just don't care. Like the amount of rubbish that was left on the beach after one sunny day on Wednesday, I think it was, or Tuesday. There was so much crap left on the beach. And that's all because people were, one, excited to get out and be around six friends. Even though from the pictures online, it looks like there was more than, like, people were meeting way more than six people at a time. But this is what it is. If the police won't do anything about it. But then if the police do anything about it, then everyone cries up in arms saying that the police have been arseholes. But at the end of the day, they're only doing what they've been told, isn't it? So, but then, and then B is like, because it was sunny and we've all been told we're allowed to travel freely in Wales, people just went fucking nuts just because it was sunny. I mean, there's a very slight chance, well, I say slight chance, there's a very strong chance that today is going to be the same because it's sunny now. And it's what, 2 o'clock in the afternoon? So, yeah, I can guarantee probably all the beaches are probably full again, and because it's Easter holidays, at least they've got somewhere to take the kids. That's what they'll say. But then when you've seen the pictures online, most of them were like young adults, teenagers type, just all gathering together. Yeah, there was a few adults there and stuff that I have seen, but I think people are focusing more on the fact that it's like youth, like 18, 19 year olds just all gathering together and stuff. It's because they think they're invincible, man. Since the start of this COVID outbreak, that's all scientists have ever said, is that it doesn't really affect the youngsters as badly as the next age groups and stuff. So they just think, oh yeah, I don't have to worry. Like, but it's not about them. It's about life as a whole, isn't it? Like, if you all can't get out and enjoy ourselves, then what's the point? Like, if these 18, 19, 20-year-olds are all hanging around in mass groups, thinking the Billy Big Bollocks, just... I know there's not all 18, 19, 20-year-olds are the same. Like, I know a few from, like, Instagram and stuff that are also whinging on their stories and whatnot about people gathering too much and whatnot. Like, yeah, that. But I think you'll find that they're the ones that have probably been breaking the rules most of the time anyway, throughout all of the lockdowns. Like, I've seen loads of pictures, again, on Instagram stories that people that I follow that have been meeting friends throughout, like, even though you weren't supposed to. But again, it is what it is. We can't control everyone, even though they're trying to. But it would just be nice if everyone just stuck to certain rules, wouldn't it? Let's be honest. Because then you shouldn't have to even contemplate the idea of a fourth lockdown or another wave of COVID infections, which the top scientist experts are already saying that is probably going to happen anyway, because Europe, the rising cases there. But if everyone just stuck to the bloody rules, then we probably wouldn't have to worry about this, would we? Because they'd get all the injections done, and then by end of July, if everyone's had their first jab, like they're still saying that they're hoping to, even though there's a shortage on distribution of the jabs. But yeah, if everyone just stuck to the rules and we all had our first jabs and stuff, then technically by August, then we should be able to just, like, you know, be okay. But anyway, I don't know. It is what it is. That is my motto in life. That is especially my motto throughout this whole 16 months or whatever it's been. Just because at the end of the day, you can't control everything. Whatever happens, happens. I've been in the house, apart from the odd few days that I did go to work. I helped out with nighttime security and stuff in the start of it, like the first lockdown, the second lockdown, even though the second lockdown was only 2 weeks. It's a fire break, not a lockdown, but I class it as lockdown 2. And then at the start of this third lockdown, I started doing it again, but then they made us stop it. So for the past 3 months now, I've literally been sat at home, not gone out. I've gone out once, and that was to pop down to work because I was helping move tables around for whenever we are able to open. But other than that, I've literally not even stepped foot outside the house. And I've just been either sat at my computer doing this, gaming, trying to do YouTube videos, even though I suck at doing them. Or just making content for TikTok and stuff. If I'm not doing any of that, then I'm just sat downstairs watching the same old thing on TV. Because Sky Sports News is the only thing that's on TV, apparently. Apparently there's nothing else on TV. Even though there's like hundreds of other channels. Or tell a lie. We do watch some Discovery Plus, but that's mainly for the ghost stuff. And that's when I'm in charge of the TV. We like to pass it around every now and then. Pass it around. Give everyone the option of what to stick on. If I come upstairs, then usually my mum picks a film and my mum and dad watch a film. If I'm downstairs, then they usually tell me to stick, like, either Ghost Adventures or Ghost Show on, or whatever's on Disney Plus at the time. So The Falcon Winter Soldier's out today. The new episode, still not watched it, need to watch that. Mighty Ducks Game Changers, the second episode's out today, I think. So I'll have to watch that. Taskmaster was on last night on Channel 4, so we can catch up with that. But other than that, if we're not watching anything, or usually it's just YouTube, we just stick YouTube on, but if we just flick through and then don't find anything that we really want to watch, then we just turn it off and it just happens to stay on the Sky Sports News all the time. So for a good, like, 5 or 6 hours of the day, I'd say Sky Sports News is probably on TV, even though it's the same damn thing over and over and over and over and over. So you can see why I come up to my computer quite a lot. Especially in the last 3 months that I've not been doing any work. So, but yeah, with that being said, I'm gonna try and do Twitch a bit more as well. Probably try and do it during the day as well. Like, I might even go on for an hour or so now after I've recorded this. So it is now like 20 past 2 in the afternoon. So maybe once I've saved all this and scheduled it for release at 5 o'clock, like when I release them, maybe I'll think about going on Twitch or something for an hour, or just do some more TikTok content for a bit, get some food, possibly watch a few shows that I need to catch up on downstairs with the parents, and then probably be back at my computer about 8 o'clock. In which I probably will go on Twitch then, because I need to start going on Twitch more so that the algorithm and stuff. I don't even know how the algorithm works on there. I just assume the more you go on, the more chance that it'll send your content out for people to watch and stuff. I don't know. That's just what I'm going off. That's what I'm gonna do. So, even though I've not been on Twitch now for, well, I don't think I've been on all week at the moment. I think the last time I went on was probably Sunday, maybe even Saturday, which is bad, I know. And there is times when I come up to computer and I'm like, I really want to go on Twitch and game and whatnot. But then when I set it all up, then I'm just like, nah, I can't bother. And I need to get out of that mentality, really, of like being like, just sitting here going, can't bother. Because I won't lie to you, sometimes I just sit at the computer, think of stuff that I want to do, and then just end up playing Spotify and just sitting in my chair for no absolute reason. And I should just, you know, there's loads of things that I could do. Probably plan a holiday for next year. I don't know. Plan some little trips around the UK for the rest of this year, I suppose. Still think about whether we're actually going to Florida in September this year. The more I think about it, the more it's probably going to get put on hold till next year. So then I'll need a backup option, because I've taken like 16 days off work in September. So I'll need somewhere to go that time. So maybe like a, you know, staycation around the UK or something. possibly go to Alton Towers again. Hopefully go down to London at some point. Maybe go watch some shows in Cardiff whenever shows come back. There's loads of stuff I could look for on the internet, because that's all the stuff that I want to do. That's my goal for the rest of the year, is to like go out. Because obviously I've been stuck inside. Even when I've been working, I've been stuck inside. I've never really stepped foot outside. So I've not properly been outside, out and about, for the best part of 16 months. Probably less. I think I went out once to B&M Bargains during the second lockdown. Or when we came out of the first lockdown, I went out shopping. Like once or twice then. But, I mean, it's not been a lot. I'd probably say a maximum of... maybe a maximum of like 10 to 15 times. So 10 or 15 days out of whatever 16 months or 14 months is. Whatever it is. It's not a lot, is it? Let's be honest. So, once we come out this one, I definitely want to try and get out more, go meet people, go see some friends, go, I don't know. I know I'll be working quite a bit once we get back into it, because I should imagine everyone will want to go out and, you know, go for family meals and stuff, because I haven't seen people properly for about 4 months now, like properly. Some people haven't seen parents, or haven't been allowed to see their parents for the whole year that we've been in these lockdowns, whatever it is. I just realized then, I said 16 months or 14 months, it's only been 12, hasn't it? Because we came into first lockdown about, when was it? Like the 20th of March or something. And we're only into April now, so it's only been a year and 3 weeks, something like that. But I don't really go out much anyway, so mine does extend back to like 16 months. I don't go out that much as I should, as much as I want to. But that's purely because I don't really know many people to go see. And if I do, then I usually have to travel, like, outside of Wales, obviously, or even to Swansea or whatnot. So it's like I got to plan, like, when to go. So if I go traveling, then usually I try and stay in a hotel overnight, just so I don't have to worry about, like, you know, rushing to get on the last train home and stuff like that. Because if you're having a nice time, then you just want to carry on, don't you? So the last time I did it was November that I did a staycation, which was in Cardiff itself. So it's only like 25 minutes on the train for me anyway. But I mean, because I was meeting my mate in Cardiff, I just didn't want to worry about, you know, having to like rush back or anything. I know it's only 25 minutes and I could get a taxi if I really wanted to, but then that's like £20. But then I was like, if I'm having a nice time having drinks and whatnot, then I'd want to stay out. I like staying out anyway. I like staying in hotels and stuff. I know I'm weird, but there's just a feeling about it that it just feels like you're actually away, even though you're not technically away, but you're still away from like your home, your hometown, where you're living and all that stuff. So to me, staying in hotels is like a nice thing for me. There's also stuff that I want to, like, I seen something on Facebook, I think it was, the other day, saying about there's an overnight stay at Shrewsbury Prison. And I'd really love to do that. Because I even, like, messaged them on Twitter and was like, yo, can I bring, like, some paranormal equipment with me? So that if I stayed over, like, you don't have to sleep, obviously. It even says on there that some people like to go out and explore, do their own paranormal, hunts and stuff. Or they just like to sit around and play games in the cells and whatnot. So I was like, so this means I can bring, like, REM pods, voice recorders, spirit box. Because I have all them stuff. You're probably thinking, Ben, why do you have all that stuff? And I'm like, well, technically, I want to go ghost hunting throughout this year as well. So that's another thing on my list. So if anyone's up for that, let me know. I was supposed to go in with my best mate, Dave, again. But once we get back to work, then it's going to be hard for us both to have the same day off at once. I know Monday or Tuesday will probably be the best days to do it. But again, it's just all about getting the timings and stuff. But so I tweeted them, said, can I bring all this stuff? And they were like, yeah, sure. So I was like, yes. And then I was like, but then I don't really want to go alone because then I'll just look like an absolute weirdo just sat out my home, just doing all these, you know, investigation things. So I'm trying to see if anyone wants to come with me. I mean, it's 50, was it £52 or £57 per adult? So, I mean, if you got 50 odd quid and you're into, like, ghost hunting, or you want to try it, or you want to just chill and watch me, like, get absolute shit scared if anything comes through the spirit box, then you're more than welcome to come with me. I mean, I'll have to get a train anyway, but luckily Shrewsbury's only, what, about an hour away? And the prison is literally across the road from the train station. Also, the map says so. And you have to, it starts at 8 o'clock at night, and then it goes on for 12 hours, or 10 hours, I think it said. Something like that. So we could get the early train back, or if, obviously, you live in that area, then you can just leave early doors. I'll just get an early train back anyway. It says it's on selected dates, but I think the only one that I've seen so far is Friday, the 25th of June or 27th of June. It's in the 20s and it's in June. But if you're interested in that, let me know. I'll send you the webpage and the link and stuff to give you that information. I personally think it'll be fun anyway. Like, even if I didn't take any paranormal equipment, just to sleep overnight in an old prison, I think would give me the chills anyway. So it doesn't matter if I take equipment or not, but I will do, because, you know, I want to. But anyway, I'm gonna leave it here. It's going over to about 40 minute mark now. Gotta be. Or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, just a quick one again today. Talked about random shit, as per usual. But if there's anything on here that you've enjoyed the conversation or topics, I don't know, let me know. Get in touch. And then maybe we could extend the conversations and just carry it on in some other fashion. But yeah, if you're up for, like, travelling around the UK during this year, or even going ghost hunting and etc, etc, let me know, because I'll be all for it, as long as I can get there, obviously. Like, don't message me and go, oh yeah, we're all meeting up at a forest, like, in the middle of absolutely nowhere, in the middle of a random field, because I'll be like, yeah, I can't get there because I don't drive. So I mean, I could get a taxi there, but I doubt they'll drop me off anywhere near some random random abandoned places, isn't it? Anyway, let me know. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoy your Easter weekend. Happy Easter, everyone. And I'll be back on Monday for the latest Disney news and my reviews and thoughts of both the Falcon and Winter Soldier and Mighty Ducks Game Changers. Other than that, enjoy yourself. Don't get too drunk out in the sun. Hopefully not one of them idiots that'll just be, you know, clamoring around with a million other people. Stay safe, follow the rules, you know, all that shit. And take care.